Hello, 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 and welcome to the Jolly Heretic. Now, sometimes a line is crossed by a tyrannical regime, and it is so incredible what they have dared to do. It is such an expression of their power and their utter contempt for the people whom they govern, whom they are supposed to look after and care for, that we cannot quite believe it has happened. And it takes time to absorb the fact that it has happened. And perhaps it does this because it's hard to realize that a regime could be so hubristic as to risk being brought down by a furious mob. Or we can't quite believe it because it's almost as though they are so arrogant and so contemptuous that they are asking to be brought down. And we are left flummoxed. We are left in shock because we can't quite believe that is what they are asking. And it raises the question of deeper issues of what is going on, of whether the British government moves in cycles, and at some point it's got to a cycle of such depravity that it's almost like it, for the sake of the body politic, it needs this. Is that what's happening? It needs a purging for everything to then work okay again. And that's what seems to have come to light on the 15th of July, 2025, that the British government brought, well, into the country 24,000 Afghan former soldiers, flew them in, and then completely covered it up. So there was no debate in Parliament. So there could be no discussion in the media. So there could be no discussion at all that the government, for the first time ever, slapped the media with a super injunction such that it was illegal for them to report what the government was doing. What happened, apparently, is a spreadsheet of Afghan asylum seekers was leaked. It was believed that this information could fall into the hands of the Taliban, the government of Afghanistan, putting the asylum seekers at risk. And so, consequently, they were brought to Britain in total secrecy. And as I say, for the first time ever, a line has been crossed. The government. They should ban super injunctions anyway. Super injunctions are not in the interest of truth. But the government put a super injunction on the press. It is quite incredible. So basically, they've imported a town, 24,000 people, a town full of Afghan male, presumably, you know, soldiers. And once they get to bring in all of their dependents and their wives and their children and their cousins, it could probably go up to about 150,000. But in so-called Operation Rubiffi, they placed this super injunction on the press and nothing could be said. This is the first time in British history that the government has gagged the press in this way. So a line has been crossed by the Starmer regime, and they have made it clear, I think, by gagging the press that this is not a government, this is a regime. It is a regime that last summer jailed completely innocent people for just expressing their opinions about one of the most horrific things that has ever happened in the UK, in Southport. That last summer completely undermined the impartiality of the judiciary by putting pressure on them, by saying you will be arrested and you will be tried and you will be found guilty and you will be jailed. Completely undermining the impartiality of a judiciary that is already wrecked in terms of impartiality by virtue of the fact that to become a judge, you essentially have to toe the line in terms of left-wing dogmas. they made it even worse. They directly told them, in what you call in Russia telephone justice, what they were going to do, what sentences they were going to give, and to whom. And now, a year later, they never learn. That's the thing with the kind of regimes that end up being toppled. They never learn. At £7 billion of taxpayers' money, at a time in which we are becoming stupider as a people and not producing much, and at a time in which we have to waste money funding asylum seekers living in hotels, has been spent on Operation Radufi to essentially illegally, under Magna Carta, under all of the rights of the British people, to illegally bring into the country 24,000 fighting-age men who are literally trained fighters. Literally trained fighters. And we know that the areas where riots tend to break out have an overrepresentation of people from this area. And we know that's the case. This has completely broken the social contract. What should happen is the person responsible for this outrageous screw-up, totally unacceptable ever for anything to be leaked onto the internet, ever. So that person should be dealt with. That person should go to prison for the rest of his life and have all his assets taken. He should be dealt with. He's over. His life should be pretty much finished. Over. And then the attitude should be that it is not the British state's problem that this was leaked. This is a matter for the Taliban. This is a matter for the Afghan state to do what they wish. It is not our problem. But no, once more, the rights of the British people have been trampled over, and a town of military trained young men has been essentially established in an already crowded UK, which should surely have a population no higher than 50 million. Ever. Ever. And I cannot begin to understand. I don't think there is thinking behind it. The idea that there's a plan, that the schizophrenic types always seem to think, oh, it's a plan, it's their plan. I don't think there is thinking behind it. But there is a more general contempt for the British people and a feeling that they just won't care and they won't do anything about it. And increasingly, I wonder if they might, because this implies that the idea, they didn't have to do this. The idea that, oh, it's just a big cock-up, Blair has created a regime where there's nothing that can be done to stop refugees coming in because our hands are tied and they've farmed out everything in Parliament to left-wing quangos, and so there's nothing that can be done. That in short of the Conservatives having the guts to engage in a total revolution. Well, no, this shows you that they did not have to do this. They did not have to impose a super injunction on the press. But they did so because they knew there would be a very strong reaction against what was happening, and it would stop it from happening, and so they just did so. This is a regime, a wicked, evil, anti-British regime. And I sit here in Finland, in a country that is, I don't think you could say it's a regime. It does take into account what the people want, and it isn't falling apart. It isn't falling apart. On very basic things like how 20 years ago in this country, a pint of beer was a third more expensive than it was in the UK, in London. I mean, and now it is cheaper. The country is falling to bits, and I suspect it will take one flashpoint and something very, very serious is going to occur.
Are you ready for the future of the West?